I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. According to the Range Allotment Owners Association's website, their purpose is educating, informing, and assisting allotment owners in protecting their property rights and promoting the interests of livestock organizations and communities dependent on the West's livestock industry. They maintain the permittees actually own their allotments. Public Lands Council Executive Director Ethan Lane says,
what we're seeing with this is a lot of discussion of the history of grazing in the West. And for any of us that work on these issues or grew up around them, it's incredibly interesting and important history. Where this theory kind of goes off track for us is that it makes a leap between from what we recognize as a very real asset and value in a preference right to a grazing permit. It makes a leap from that value that we work really hard to protect to outright ownership. It does it without any backup in case law or fact, and that's our concern. So what we want permittees to understand is, while we understand this is a compelling theory and we absolutely understand the frustration that permit holders in the West have with federal management, what we're wanting to make sure they are cautious about is anything that sounds too good to be true. A simple solution to a complex problem usually isn't as simple as it looks. And I think that's the overarching message that we want to get across, is be diligent in looking at this stuff and asking yourself, is this too good to be true? Is it what it really proposes to be? Or does it need a little more vetting first?
That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.